All right.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you, Liza.
Good to see you.
Everything good?
Yes.
Good. Good. Everything
see
what?
My grandmother here, it fresh out of camp.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
What are you doing? Let's go to work. See how far back I go? I sat in high school at St. Albans and recruited Big O, J.O. before he went to UCLA.
Really?
I was at Penn State at the time, yeah. Time flies. Hey, Dwayne, everyone's an opportunity, just like the ball game, right? Nice and secure catch, right? Make certain you watch that thing in, get it tucked away, get north and south. Individual, let's get better today, men. Let's get better. Let's go.
I think we had an opportunity to get better in a lot of areas. Training camp's always a little bit of a grind, but guys did a nice job of working and continuing to progress. Battled through some guys, you know, in and out of practice, injuries, all that kind of stuff always happens, but it was a good camp.
Felt pretty good. I mean, the days that I was out there, obviously, it's a lot of work adjusting to new system, playing next to some new linemen, you know, getting acquainted with Travis and Rick and seeing how those guys like to play some different blocks, but you know, it went pretty well. I mean, for my ninth training camp, you know, my body felt about as good as I could have asked for. So you know, all positive on that end.
We progressed every single day, not always at the pace that we like, but for the most part, we progressed every day, and I feel like that's important for us moving forward, speaking for the run game, and offensively.
Camp has been good. It's been productive. A lot of competition at a number of different positions on the team. Got to see the team compete against ourselves during practice. Got to see some joint practices against the Colts. And then it's been good to see the team compete. Still have a few roster battles that we're trying to sort out here. But the camp has been really good so far.
Obviously got some work with the skill guys, Kenny being a new guy, Aberderis a little bit of a new guy for us, you know, and then up front, you know, Rick Wagner and TJ and those guys. Greg's a new guy to us too as well, so it was good. You know, the more reps we can get practice field or in a game, the better.
We've seen throughout the first couple preseason games that if we give him time back there in the pocket, I mean, he's he's going to make the defense pay, so that gives us, you know, a little bit of motivation up front to make sure we're doing our job as well as we can so he can make the big plays for us.
Okay. Make sure you keep doing loud and clear when you're barking out those, even if you're wrong, all right?
Yep.
Do it 100 miles an hour, as loud as you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It's just never in doubt.
Yep.
If you're wrong, we'll straighten it up at the end, right?
Okay.
Get up and go, 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 go! Don't lay on the ground.
It's kind of a process for us. It started in the spring. We kind of work our way up through the preseason. We're just kind of ramping it up a little bit more, kind of our regular in-season sort of practice routine. So that's important for us to have our guys, get their own routines together in conjunction with how we typically practice on a daily basis.
It's a different kind of atmosphere during our regular season week. Training camp is, you know, from early in the morning till about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And during the regular season, the players usually get out of here between 5 and 6 p.m. So it's good to see what the guys are doing in their off time, how many guys are staying later, doing extra film work, extra workouts, extra treatment. It all goes into the evaluation when we make our roster decisions on what kind of guys we want here for the long term.
The biggest difference is just going home and staying at home. The day's shortened a little bit, but you know, until week one, man, we're still really working on trying to make ourselves better as individuals, as a team, more so than anything else.
The work that we've put in the last month it's been good work, but, you know, it still takes a little bit of time when you got a bunch of new guys playing next to each other. So we're just trying to expedite that process a little bit, building chemistry, whether it's in the walkthroughs, the meeting, things of that nature, to try to make sure we're ready to go full speed week one, and I think we will be.
All right.
You know, we executed better, late in the first half and then obviously early in the second. Just got to, come out of the gates firing a little bit quicker. As a team, really, offense, defense, special teams. We needed a spark early on, and on offense we couldn't give it to them. Kind of hurt ourselves there for a little bit. But, there's four quarters to a game. Not all of them are going to be perfect, but you got to find a way to start a little bit faster than we did. There's no question about that.
It definitely slowed down a lot because, that first drive, they hit the gas and they were not looking back. And, you have to be ready for those things. And just going through the game, just the progression of how it went, it slowed down. I was able to pick up on a lot of different things. I was able to understand what they were trying to do. And, in the NFL, you have to be ready for that from the first play.
Once we kind of settled down, weren't turning the ball over and, committing so many penalties and stuff, we were right there, And I feel like it's important to understand that it's not a big difference between being great and being good, but it's an important difference. And that difference is making sure everyone is doing just their job. And I feel like that was a great test for us as a team to understand that, hey, we're right there, but we got to be that much more accountable and understand that just doing your job is enough.
Brady now comes center. Plenty of time. Throws deep down the field. It's up for grabs. It is going to be intercepted. Glover Quinn with the pick in the end zone. He'll go down for the touchback, and the Lions will get the football.
It was not a good start to the game. Obviously, we did not play the way we wanted to in the first two quarters. But it was good to see the number two guys come in there and start moving the ball and start making some plays on defense. So that was encouraging. I think the team and the coaches and myself will take it as a learning experience. They're one of the best teams in the league. And for us to get to that level, we have a lot of work to do.
He's got it. Sets and throws deep right side. It is caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Marvin Jones.
Opportunity in this league comes like a shooting star. Each play means so much. You may think, I got time. I know a lot of guys may think, I got a lot of time. Training camp is long, but with each play you're in there, that could be the play that can decide if you're on a team or not.
Stafford wants the throw as they go straight to the line. Flares it out to Dwayne Washington. Makes a man miss at the 15, at the 10. Washington scoops into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
You looked at how the guys fought back and how we kind of crawled back into the game and, field goal away from winning that thing. So, I think we can just, it's a great characteristic of a football team that never gives up. And even as easy it would have been in a preseason game just to say, hey, it's not our day, let's pack it in and get ready for next. We played and we fought hard and we got back in that game. And I think that's something we could take is just battling through that adversity, not getting your, not hanging your head when things aren't going right early on in the game. Just remind yourself that it's four quarters of football and you got to go out there and finish the game. And I thought, it definitely took a lot of guts for a lot of the guys to stick in there and get back into that football game.
11th play of the drive coming up. Rudock wants to throw. It does. End zone caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Jared Abradaris. That's a heck of a drive for him.
Trying to be focused. Obviously there's a lot of energy, in the stadium, the fans, you can feed off that, but at the same time, my position, got to try to make sure that I'm focused on what I have to do and getting our team ready to play. So that's kind of what's going through my head. whether it's opening drive thoughts or just thoughts for the whole game. You know, just trying to execute.
Fans are ready, man. They're excited for football. We're excited for football. It's a great dress rehearsal for us. For me, walking out of that tunnel was, I did it a couple times in high school growing up here. Did it a couple times in college. Yeah, it's definitely a pretty special feeling going out there.
Our fans have always been great. It's been tremendous. I think with all of the new renovations, it's brought even more excitement into our building. It's a tough place for the opposition to come in and play because of the fact that our fans are loud and they're knowledgeable. They know when to be loud.
This is very important to the city of Detroit, that we're a consistent winner, that we're in the hunt. And when they say, you guys better win, it's just, you guys better win because this is bigger than y'all. This is about Detroit.
The people of this city and this region are passionate about this sport. I mean, you can see it in just the preseason games of how loud our fans are. And I think it's a city and a fan base that's looking for a winner. And, you know, we're trying everything in our power to provide that for them. And I think we have a good nucleus of players and coaches here that will hopefully do that for them this season.
Preseason has its purpose, and you try to get better and learn your team and learn your teammates and all that. But, regular season and then after that is what it's all about. So it's what we play the game for, and we're excited.
I was a fan growing up. I was a kid, you know, sitting in those stands watching the games. And, I mean, I just think they're so hungry for a championship football team. You look past all the new big screens and the new jerseys and all that stuff. It doesn't mean anything if we don't win football games. It's just a fan base that's really starving for a winning football team, and we're ready to give it to them. They deserve it.